off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. It's another Ohio Valley Conference double dip at Johnson Arena this afternoon as the Morehead State women's and men's basketball teams tangle with the tenacious Tigers of Tennessee State. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, blessed once again to be alongside my pal Wes Holland. Things went a bit sideways for both the MSU and TSU women Thursday night. The Eagles were riding a two-game winning streak, including a road victory over Southeast Missouri in their OVC opener on New Year's Eve. But then Tennessee Tech came into Johnson Arena and reminded everyone why they were the preseason pick to win the league this year, blasting the Eagles 79-56. TSU, meanwhile, had blown the doors off of the usual defensive dynamo of Little Rock, 83-78, in its last outing. But it was the Tigers who were looking for new doors Thursday night after crashing 78-57 at Southern Indiana. Today could be a get-right game for one of these two OVC rivals. Coach Kayla Petrie hopes it's her Eagles. And we'll talk with Kayla after this two-minute break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena as we get set for another OVC women's men's doubleheader. And we're joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, before we talk about today's game against Tennessee State.
Let me interrupt you. I'm ready.
All right. Bring it.
So this is the message that we had for the team, you know, in the short turnaround time.
Yes.
We talked about from the very beginning that the OVC play is an 18-round fight. Okay, we have our goals as a team that what we want to accomplish. And, you know, it's an 18-round fight. Yep. Round two will not kill us unless we let it.
Right.
Okay, we talk all the time about next, you know, whatever coaching cliche you want to use. Next play mentality. E plus R equals O. That's Ohio State. Y'all up here, y'all love all that. event plus response equals outcome. And so, you know, it happened. It was not like we wanted. You know, it was kind of a perfect storm. We're coming off a high, beating SEMO. They dropped two that they probably didn't think they should have dropped. And then add on the fact that we beat them at our place last year. I was talking to the twins' dad before or after the game, and he said that he was worried before they left the hotel. He said they were hooping and hollering, and he said they were ready to play. And, you know, like that, the start of the game was brutal, you know, and just got hit in the mouth. And I think we thought we would be able to get up off the mat, and we just couldn't. And, you know, and then, I mean, second half we were okay, but you can't dig yourself in that kind of hole.
Right.
Speaking of that, that's one thing that we've talked about as a staff and with the girls. You know, we since Christmas, we've not had good starts. We started, I believe, 13-2 at SEMO and 11-0 here. So we shortened our routine a little bit today. I don't know if you've noticed while we're out here, but going to try to make sure that we're fresh and we're ready to go. Kind of thought maybe our warm-up got a little long, and so that's on the coaching staff, me, to tweak and just make sure we're ready to play. So hopefully you'll see a difference.
All right.
As far as today's game, Tennessee State, Coach Ty Evans, his calling card as he's building the TSU program, it all starts with tenacious defense.
Right, absolutely. You know, and we talked about that, that they're very similar to SEMO in the fact that the majority of their offense comes from defense. Like, looking out there, just look at their length, their athleticism, their size. I mean, they have, I mean, so much length, and they play hard. When we were preparing for their press, it's, you know, I thought up until now we've handled pressure very well, but the other teams that we've played, like Marshall, we could tell exactly where the we could tell the girls, okay, when you do A, B is going to happen.
Right.
When you know, it's very methodical, but Tennessee State, they're just playing so hard, so fast. It's a little bit more difficult to prepare for.
As far as any other keys other than handling that pressure,
got to keep
at?
Them off the offensive glass. Obviously, control the transition or control their transition offense by not turning the ball over, by not taking bad shots, missing layups, and then their mentality is a missed shot is a pass to me. I mean, and it's across the board. Like, sometimes it even appears that if they don't have a great shot, they just throw it up knowing that they're going to go get it. Like, and then they get the high percentage shot after, because there's, I mean, every coach will tell you the person that has the best chance to get the rebound is the guy that shot it. And so those two things, I mean, and we've got our start, just talking about that, the you know, like I said, the 11-0 against Tennessee Tech and the 13-2 against SEMO. We can't do that today. We can't do that anytime.
All right. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
Coach Kayla Petrie. We'll have more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line-X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. OVC doubleheader Saturday as the Tennessee State Tigers have rolled into town to take on Moorhead State's women's and men's basketball teams. Getting set for tip-off of the women's game, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for today's contestants, beginning with TSU's Tigers. They come in 4-9 on the season, 1-2 in OVC play, 0-5 on the road after getting blown out at Southern Indiana 78-57 Thursday night. Their starting lineup features three guards and two forwards. One of the guards is Caitlin Anderson, a 5'6 grad student from Jefferson City, Missouri. She's an Indiana State transfer, averaging 9 points, 3.5 rebounds, and a team-leading 3 assists a game. Sanaa St. Andre, is a 5'8 senior from Oakdale, Louisiana. Transfer from Missouri, Kansas City, leads the Tigers, averaging 11 points and 2.3 rebounds a game. Sanaya Parker, the third guard, a 5'9 junior, and she's out of Huntsville, Alabama, averaging 9 points and 4.8 boards a game. Ebony Williams is one of the forwards. Williams, a 6-foot grad student out of Hoover, Alabama, a transfer from Chattanooga, and she's averaging 8.3 points and 4.5 boards an outing. And Lyric Cole is the other forward. Cole is a 6-foot junior from Memphis, Tennessee, a transfer from Austin Peay, actually in her second year with TSU, averaging 6.8 markers, 6.8 rebounds a game. Ty Evans in his fourth season at the TSU helm. He's 27-68 over that span. Moorhead State off to a 6-7 start, 1-1 in league play after Thursday's 79-56 setback to Tennessee Tech. Today's starting lineup, three guards, two forwards. Katie Novick will be the starting point guard, a 5'9 freshman out of Belarus, averaging a team-high 10.7 points, along with 4.7 rebounds and 4.5 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two-guard, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, 10.6 points, 3.2 rebounds, 4 helpers a game. Melissa Secchiaroli, the third guard, a 5'10 freshman from Sourges, France, at 9 points and 2 rebounds per outing. Haley Rhodes will be one of the forwards, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 9.3 points, 5 rebounds a game. And Blessing King gets the start at the other forward spot, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 6 markers, 8.8 caroms a game. That's second best in the OVC. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 18-54. MSU's 39-31 all-time against Tennessee State. These two OVC rivals split last year's two meetings, with the Tigers winning the last one 61-49 last February. MSU is a robust 26-8 against TSU when playing here in Moorhead. Our officials today are Stacy Lee, Ryan Freeman, and Chris Van Hoos. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our keys and tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Before we get started here at Johnson Arena, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagles Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
It's Morehead State and Tennessee State in the women's half of today's OVC doubleheader at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis, joined now by my good friend Wes Holland. Let's take a look at some quick keys, Wes, for this game. It's the all-EP edition.
Yes!
Extra possessions, my friend. And for Morehead State, really all about turnovers, because Tennessee State has tenacious D, and I don't mean Jack Black and Kyle Gass.
Oh, what a great reference for the day, Tom. You, me, and three other people got that one. It is. I've been waiting for this Keys to the Game edition all season long. All extra possession edition, mainly number one, MSU. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. You've got Tennessee State, who is leading the conference in turnovers. You got Morehead State. All right, turnovers forced, I should say, for Tennessee State. Morehead State that loves to turn the ball over, and that is going to be a huge piece of this game today.
And easy points for TSU. They absolutely want to play some junk ball, if you will.
Yeah, TSU, they need easy points. You look at 19% three-point shooting. They love to drive, kick. They've got to have some easy points. That's going to come on. Offensive rebounds, put back, see if they can take advantage of that. And then transitions, right? Getting the rebound and getting out in that secondary break, they're really good at using those rebounds to get out on the floor and in space, which is what they need, Tom.
We are going to actually begin this game with free throws, Wes. Tennessee State called for an administrative technical foul for not reporting their starting lineup by the allotted time. And so Veronica Charles will step to the free throw line to begin this game for two shots, and the first one will rim off. So she'll try to at least spot Morehead State 1 point before we jump it up.
Tom, I have watched or coached or played thousands of games of basketball, and I have never seen this before.
I have only seen it once. It was on the high school level at the boys' regional Sweet 16 here at Johnson Arena when Elliott County had two players in their starting scorebook with the same jersey number. And so that's the only other time I've actually seen it. And I was actually keeping scorebook for that game.
So you got to call the
I
team,
I got to call
man.
That one.
Yes.
All right. Now we'll jump it up after Veronica Charles hits the first of two administrative technical foul shots. Morehead State will begin this game 1-0. And Tennessee State will take the opening tip. Caitlin Anderson, their point guard, holds the ball over her head at the top of the key. Gives to Williams. Now to Saniah Parker. Back to Williams. Parker. And now St. Andre kicks it right wing to Parker. Into the corner to Williams. She'll drive the baseline. Kicks it into the near corner to St. Andre. Gives it up out top to Parker, who's off the mark with a pull-up jumper to the right of the circle. Here comes Novick in a hurry the other way. Lays it up and in with the left hand.
And not surprising, Tom, we've got a really tight 2-3 zone coming out for Morehead to start the first possession.
3-0 Eagles. Ebony Williams, top of the arc, goes right wing to Parker. Out to the left point to St. Andre. Drives, kicks to Cole, who gets it out to Anderson. Now to Parker. Cross court to St. Andre. Catch and shoot three. Left wing too strong, but the offensive rebound picked up by Anderson. Gives it off to Williams, who drives from the low block right side and lays it up and through. So the Tigers on the board now. It's 3-2 MSU.
Good, strong finish. Take nothing away from it, but that was all because of the offensive rebound.
Morehead State handles the press. Novick finds Haley Rhodes left all alone down low. Rhodes lays it up and in. And it's 5-2 Morehead State. Eagles have not missed the shot. They're 2-for-2.
Two layups, too.
Two layups. Tennessee State basketball. Caitlin Anderson holds left wing, gives it to Williams down near the corner. Back out top to Parker. Around to St. Andre. Lobs it in to Cole. Low block extended. She's double-teamed in that zone. Gets it back out to St. Andre. TSU looks completely befuddled by this zone. And Anderson has her pocket picked by the Nigerian Nightmare. Veronica Charles takes it down low, gets double-teamed. Now, Melissa Secchiaroli, left corner three, too strong off the neck of the iron. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of TSU's Cole. Morehead State will keep it. Shot clock resets to sit to 20.
It's something very underrated is the discipline that MSU is showing on defense with this zone of not closing out on three-point shooters. That's so hard to do, Tom. You're taught to do that over and over again.
Rhodes takes the inbounds pass, tries to make a move on the low block, but she's called for traveling as she tried to spin around her defender. That's Morehead State's first turnover. And it gives TSU the basketball, trailing by three, just under 2 minutes in. Caitlin Anderson gives it up out top to St. Andre. She'll put down the dribble near the right hash. Across to Williams. Gets cut off trying to drive the left angle. Out to Anderson. Now to St. Andre. Drives left side of the lane. Puts it up and gets it to roll home. 5-4 Morehead State. Novick dribbles through defenders. Gets it into the front court. That trap. Now Veronica Charles from the left wing. Downtown. Gets it to go. 8-4 Morehead State. Ebony Williams gives it up out top to Sanaya Parker for Tennessee State. Back to Williams at the free throw line. Far side to St. Andre. To Williams. Around to Anderson, who gets it to Cole on the left baseline. Back to Anderson. Now back out top to St. Andre. 7 to shoot, and Tennessee State just got bailed out as Veronica Charles called for a bit of a cheap foul out top. That's her first, the first of the quarter on the Eagles.
And this is a thing of beauty. Watch all the feet around the outside. Not a single foot will cross that three-point line. They are doing such an exceptional job of being disciplined on that zone, and it is creating havoc for Tennessee State. They have no idea what to do with this.
Skylar Barnes and Jaden Rhodes check in for Morehead State. They'll join Novick, Haley Rhodes, and Charles on the hardwood as Caitlin Anderson pounds the dribble outside the arc straight away. To the right hash, to St. Andre, out to Diamond Cannon on the floor for the Tigers. She works in against Skylar Barnes. Barnes stood her ground, may have taken a shot to the face, no call. Missed shot, defensive rebound, Morehead State. Novick dribbles through the center circle, gives it up out top to Charles near the hash. To Jaden Rhodes at the apex of the arc, around to the right wing to Novick. To the curling Skylar Barnes, pull-up jumper, right elbow, right on the money. 10-4, Morehead State. The Eagles are hot. Four of their first five from the floor. St. Andre drives, kicks. Morehead State still playing strong 2-3 defense. St. Andre left open for a three on the right wing. She'll rattle it home.
And Morehead State will live with that shot. That's a shot they're giving them, and they just haven't been willing to take it yet.
St. Andre, the leading scorer for TSU, but only a 22.6% three-point shooter. On the other end, Barnes, a three-pointer left wing. Rattles, falls.
Three.
Found every conceivable part of the iron before it went, but it counts as three. 13-7 Eagles. TSU basketball. It's Diamond Cannon out top to St. Andre, right back to Cannon on the left wing. Eagles sticking with that zone defense that's worked really well so far. Another three-point try by St. Andre on the right wing. Missed the shot, but Diamond Cannon came through, not blocked out, got the put back, didn't get it to go, but she did draw the foul and will go to the free throw line.
And one thing that a defense like this will do is it will leave the weak side open for offensive rebounds. Whoever is out here high, in this case it was Barnes, has got to drop back as soon as the shot goes up because you've got one defender and you've got two offensive players over there. You see it twice now so far.
And I think for Morehead State that's an easy fix because generally the Eagle guards crash pretty well to the boards. So
they do.
I don't think that's going to be a continued problem for Morehead State, but we shall see.
Now, as soon as the coaches notice that, you know that's going to be one of the first corrections they make.
Diamond Cannon at the line. The Tennessee Martin transfer misses the first, too strong off the back of the metal. She'll get another. Tigers trail Morehead State 13-7. Make it 13-8 as Cannon connects on the second foul shot. Full court pressure now as Tennessee State works off of a made shot. Comes into Barnes, and her pass way off the mark and taken away by Cannon. Floats it up with the left hand. Some hesitation from the officials on whether that was a block or a charge, and they're going to call a charge on Cannon.
Good call.
Yep. Good communication by the officials on that play, as well as the perimeter official, Ryan Freeman.
With the switch to the one,
Chris Van Hoos to make that call.
The switch to the 1-2-2 really messed with Morehead State on that, though.
On the other end, Paris McBride got penetration into the lane, but got tied up trying to scoop it up, and Morehead State will keep it on the alternating possession. Eagles up by 5, 13-8 as they get it inbounds, nearly turn it over, but Barnes comes away with it, gets it out to Charles, out to Matilda Soderlund straight away, and gives it to Charles between the circles. Eagles now set the half-court offense. Soderlund has it outside the arc right wing, out straight away to Jaden Rhodes, catch and shoot, 3, off the front of the iron, no good, and up high for the rebound, Kennedy Davis for TSU. Gets it to St. Andre. Now to Zion Shannon, out top to St. Andre, back to Shannon on the left wing. Couple of dribbles, gives it up to Kennedy Davis, dribbles it back out top to Lyric Cole, nearly threw it out of bounds. It's chased down by St. Andre in front of the Morehead State bench. 7 on the shot clock. Cole takes the pass at the right elbow, right back to St. Andre. Penetrates, pull-up jumper just outside the free throw line, rattles down. 13-10 now, Morehead State's lead. Tennessee State, trapping zone, met at half court, and a near turnover as Kennedy Davis was right on top of Veronica Charles, knocks it out of bounds in front of us, but Morehead State will keep it as we hit our first media timeout. 4:08 to go, first quarter. MSU 13, TSU 10. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State and Tennessee State with an OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. And in the first half of that doubleheader, Morehead State's women lead Tennessee State 13-10 with 6 minutes and a few seconds, almost 6 minutes gone. I'll get my math straight here shortly. Almost 6 minutes gone. I'm Tom.
Don't hurt yourself, Tom. Don't hurt yourself, man.
Math hurts. Math hurts so bad.
We want to play injury-free, including your brain.
Morehead State shooting 71% from the floor in the early going. Tennessee State, pretty solid 50%. And the Eagles have the lead and the ball as Seki Aroli will inbound right in front of us to Novick. Novick gives it back to Seki Aroli to Haley Rhodes around to the left side to Barnes. Gets cut off trying to penetrate on the angle. Back to Seki Aroli. Across to Novick, catch and shoot. Deep shot from Novick, no good. Fight for the rebound. It goes to the floor, and it's St. Andre finally tracking it down out close to midcourt. She'll slow it up as she crosses the timeline, passes left wing to Zion Shannon. Out top now to Diamond Cannon. Back to Shannon. Shannon snowed under by Novick. Kind of a matchup 2-3 at times. Shannon penetrates left baseline. Her shot way off the mark. Didn't hit anything. Barnes, the backside rebound. Gets it to Novick in the left corner. Drives baseline. Cut off. Goes across court to Seki Aroli. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive left side of the lane. Kicks to Novick. Now into the corner to Barnes. Three-pointer rattles and falls.
Boy, two for Skyler so far.
And beautiful ball movement by MSU on that offensive trip. 16-10 Eagles. St. Andre gets it to Diamond Cannon near the right hash. They'll swing it around the horn now to St. Andre. To Lyric Cole on the left baseline just inside the arc. Back out to St. Andre. Eagles sticking with that zone that's worked pretty well. Now Zion Shannon penetrates off the angle. May have gotten away with a travel, but missed the layup with the left hand too short. Morehead State rebound. Eagles in transition. Nicely done as Novick found Seki Aroli off the left side, and the reverse layup right on the money.
And how about all the nice finishes we got at the rim today, Tom? This looks like a different team.
Yep, against Tennessee Tech, he couldn't buy a layup. Double team and a turnover as Morehead State forces it. The steal by Haley Rhodes ahead to Barnes, gives it to Blessing King, lays it up, won't go. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Lyric Cole, so Morehead State will keep possession.
Oh, Tom, did I just broadcast your jinx?
You may have.
I think I just, that was bad.
Hopefully it's just a one-and-done sort of deal, partner.
Hey, now this is an interesting defense. You've seen Tennessee State switch, of course, from the man. Now you've got 1-2-2. So you got one at the top of the key. You've got one at each elbow, one at each block. And it leaves the side three open, but it really shuts off just about everything else. And those traps, they notice that MSU's having a hard time with these traps. They want to maximize that advantage and create some turnovers.
Novick will trigger the inbound from the baseline near side into Haley Rhodes. Underhands it right back to Novick. Takes it into the lane. Little baby hook. Too strong. Back of the iron, no. And here comes Shannon after getting the rebound. Crossover dribble against Novick. Novick taps it away, but out of bounds near side. Last touched by Novick. 2:01 to play in the first quarter. 22 to shoot for the Tigers as they'll inbound. Float it down underneath. Intended for Jordan Akins. Too strong. Morehead State with the steal. And in transition, Skylar Barnes is going to be called for a travel. The pass from Melissa Seki Aroli to Barnes just a little too tall, and Barnes couldn't control it.
Right thought. There's yep. The correct thought. Wrong execution.
Yep. So just under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, and Morehead State with an 18-10 lead as TSU's in the midst of a 2.5-minute scoring drought. Ebony Williams with the ball. Goes to the far side to Zion Shannon. Working against Barnes. Takes it into the lane. Her runner no good, but a strong defensive rebound down low. With the missed shot by Jordan Akins. Morehead State will come up with the ball. Skylar Barnes bringing it up the far sideline. It was deflected out of her hands by Shannon out of bounds. MSU's basketball.
These half-second, one-second hesitations from Tennessee State when they catch the ball is allowing this defense to shift and adjust a lot quicker than they can move it.
Charles takes the inbound for Morehead State, walks it into the front court, passes out high right to Haley Rhodes. Gives it up to Barnes at the apex of the arc. Now to Blessing King on the right wing. Out top to Charles. Shot clock at 12 as Charles passes to King. Out top to Seki Aroli. Jab step to the left, drives to the right, kicks to Haley Rhodes into the far corner to Charles. Three to shoot. Charles drives, puts it up, no good. Missed the rim and a shot clock violation on Morehead State.
Well, that looks like they're going to call a foul.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Eagles may have just gotten bailed out as that personal will go against Anaya Webb, 5'11 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, a transfer from St. Bonaventure. So Charles inbounds to Haley Rhodes on the left side near the baseline. She'll try to go baseline, but cut off by Ebony Williams, who taps the ball out of bounds, out of Haley's hands. 101 on the game clock, 16 on the timer. Barnes, far side of the basket on the baseline, inbounds to King, out to Charles. Puts it on the deck, passes to Sekiaroli, catch and shoot, triple, off the back of the iron, no good, rebound by Webb. Near midcourt, she gives it to Shannon, who will hand it off to Caitlin Anderson. 44 to play in the quarter. Williams, left point, kicks it far corner to Webb. Three-point try, no good, fight for the rebound. Sekiaroli goes to the deck to pick it up, and Morehead State will get it. Sekiaroli slow to get up. Looks like she may have taken some contact to the face. Hannah Hicks will check in for the first time for Morehead State today. 6'1 junior out of Cleveland, Ohio. We were talking before the game, Wes, that we felt like Hicks could possibly be a factor down low for the Eagles today.
Yeah, Tennessee State does have some size and good athletes, but they do have several 5'11", 6'1", 6'1", heck, yeah, even a 6'3", 4 on
6'5".
There. 6'5". Yep. And so Hicks is very good at keeping people out of the lane. She's strong, a good possession player.
We even saw that at Louisville.
Astounding at Louisville against 6'3", 6'4", twice her size kind of players.
Full court pressure. Novick able to get across the timeline on the left side. Out to Haley Rhodes between the rings. 19 on the shot clock. Rhodes out to Novick. Thought about the three. Now she'll drive left side of the lane and will get called for the offensive foul. It was a good call.
Yeah.
Very good position down low by Ebony Williams near the low block.
The charge was not a good play, but how about the one-person press break that is Katie Novick? She had three people guarding her and got across half court.
It's only the first personal against Katie. Third of the quarter. 18.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tennessee State will come 94 feet. Looks like they'll be content to try to play for the final shot. Eagles sticking with that 2-3 zone.
And Tennessee State's going to overload it, Tom.
Webb has it out high right. Kicks it near corner to Sanaya Parker, her three-pointer. Little too strong, and that's the end of the first quarter. 10 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena. Tennessee State misses 6 of its last 7 shots. Morehead State, 0 of its last 4. And we'll go to the first quarter timeout with Morehead State leading 18-10 over Tennessee State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless pork sirloin chops specially priced for only $1.99 a pound. The large 64-ounce jug of V8 Splash, just $2.99. And the 5-pound bag of red or gold potatoes, only $2.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Back to the campus of Morehead State University, specifically Johnson Arena. Morehead State's women leading Tennessee State 18-10 after one quarter of action. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Tennessee State 4 of 14, 29%, 1 of 5 from three-point range. Morehead State 7 of 14 from the field, an even 50%, 3 of 7 from outside the arc, a solid 43%. Rebounding, Morehead State leads that 10-7, but offensive rebounding even, and we're also even in the turnover, or actually Morehead State with 5 turnovers, Tennessee State with 4. But one quick note, as this 2-3 zone of Morehead State wreaks havoc on Tennessee State, the Tigers are averaging 12 three-point tries a game. They're on pace for 20 today right now.
It has definitely made a difference in how they are moving and where they are playing right now, Tom. Until they solve it, this is going to be a long game for Tennessee State.
Tigers have it. St. Andre, one-handed pass over to Sanaya Parker, out top to Caitlin Anderson. Drives left side of the lane. Scoop shot no good, but another offensive rebound. And Ebony Williams is fouled on the putback try. That will go on Morehead State. Skylar Barnes talked about the Eagle guards needing to crash to help rebound. And Barnes did so right there, but picked up the personal foul.
Just a little bit late on that drop. A little bit late.
Hannah Hicks back to the bench for Morehead State as Blessing King checks back in. Williams at the line, 6-foot grad student from Hoover, Alabama. The Chattanooga transfer hits the first of 2 free throws. Williams, a 58% free throw shooter coming in. As a team, Tennessee State at 70% from the stripe. Second free throw, too short. Morehead State's Barnes skies for the rebound, gets it to Novick. Cross court to Haley Rhodes, left side. Into the corner to Charles. She'll penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks to Barnes. Couple of dribbles out to Novick between the rings. She'll float to the right. Gets it to Charles near the right hash. Over to Rhodes on the left point to Novick. 9 to shoot. Novick penetrates. Scoops with the left hand. Hits the layup. Goes to the deck. No call, but Morehead State extends its lead to 20-11, the largest of the day.
I don't think we'll see this man-to-man defense out Tennessee State much more, Tom. They cannot stick in front of the MSU players.
Anderson to Parker, now into the corner, far side. And a steal by Novick as she jumped the passing lane. Scoops it up over Sanaya Parker and gets it to go. The Eagle lead expands to double digits, 22-11. 5 turnovers now by Tennessee State. Make it 6. Parker tried the entry pass, but Morehead State anticipated well. Blessing King deflected it out of bounds. The pass intended for Williams. Lyric Cole checks back in for Tennessee State. And Webb will go to the bench. Tigers will inbound baseline far side to our left. Floated out to St. Andre on the right wing. Fakes the penetration against Barnes and passes instead to Williams, around to Parker on the left wing. Skip pass to St. Andre, drives the angle, gives it up to Williams, left baseline, tries to split defenders, and she's fouled by Katie Novick. That's 2 on Katie. First of the quarter, make it the second of the quarter on Morehead State.
I think I had a better angle than the official did on that one, but it looked like she had all ball. I could see how on the other side of it, it would not look that way.
Yeah. Inbounds floated out top to St. Andre. She'll give it to Parker. Puts down the right-handed dribble, comes to the left, takes it into the lane, scoops it up with the right, off the window and through.
Confusion on the zone. Skylar Barnes is playing high. She was supposed to be low.
Decent little crossover dribble there by Parker, though. Charles nearly loses control as she dribbles into the front court, but tracks it down, goes to Novick, right back to Charles, high right. Holds over her head, now one dribble and out to Barnes. Around the horn to Novick near the left hash, guarded closely by St. Andre. Now Skylar Barnes on the right wing, out to Novick. Jab step, kicks it into the corner, right side to Charles, penetrates, hands it off to Haley Rhodes, who lays it in.
What a falling down pass from V. Charles to Rhodes.
Parker with the basketball. The Tigers trail 24-13. Around the horn now to St. Andre. Steps into a left wing three. No good. The weak side rebound to Barnes. She'll give it to Novick to come the other way. Tennessee State will sag back defensively into the half court. Novick, chest pass, right wing to Haley Rhodes, out to Charles, around to Barnes near the left hash. Straight away to King, around to the right wing to Charles, catch and shoot three off the back of the iron. Way too strong. Ebony Williams rebounds for the Tigers.
And sure enough, Coach Evans back in the zone. Two possessions of man-to-man, and he was seen enough.
Parker bounced past to Lyric Cole near the right baseline, missed the jump shot from about 12, but a foul on Morehead State.
Bad foul. That was a bailout.
Skylar
Barnes, it was not a good shot.
Nope. Wholesale substitutions for Morehead State. Seki Aroli back in. Soderlund as well. And Nia Hicks will check in for Tennessee State.
Yeah, that's a couple of minutes there that Coach Petrie did allow Novick to play with two.
Yeah.
So trusting her freshman not to pick up that third midway through the second quarter.
In a game like this, it's a bit of a risk, but paid off so far. Cole, deep knee bend, pushes the first free throw up. It'll dance around and fall.
And we may not see her the rest of the half, but...
Yeah. 6:53 to play in the half. Morehead stayed up by 10 with Cole's free throw to come. Cole came in shooting 70% from the stripe. Perfect on that second foul shot. Now she'll head to the bench as Diamond Cannon comes back on for Coach Ty Evans. Full court pressure being flashed here by the Tigers. Charles bounce pass inbounds, deflected away by Nia Hicks, who just checked in. And she'll immediately check out as Karina Suarez Tadela checks in. 5'8 senior from Santa Cruz de Tenerife in Spain. And have a timeout called by Coach Kayla Petrie. Didn't see something that she liked.
That press was a 1-3-1. So you see they had somebody deep, which is where Morehead's been good about getting over top, but then they had four up over the half-court line, and they were not ready for that. Didn't even have enough offensive players on the top to handle it.
We'll stretch this into a media timeout. 6:53 to play. First half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Tennessee State 24-15 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
24-15. Morehead State leads Tennessee State. Women's college basketball, OVC style, at Johnson Arena. 6:53 to play, second quarter. I'm Tom Lewis, joined by Coach Wes Holland. Nice job spotting what Kayla Petrie saw, and we both give props to Coach Petrie for being quick to see that defensive switch and adjusting. Tennessee State try to an inbounds trickery type play. It was lobbed into Saniah Parker in the lane, went up immediately, tried to put it in, and was fouled.
I'll give the slightly non-dorky answer to that. 1-2-2 traps in the middle of the floor. The 1-3-1 was going to trap high, about 10 feet farther away from midcourt than that 1-2-2. And her players were not prepared to break in the middle. They were breaking deep. And so she saw it immediately. One play, called timeout. Great job by Coach on that one. That was a huge timeout.
A great job by Saniah Parker, who's a 56% free throw shooter, makes them both. And again, that trapping full court pressure nearly pays dividends, but it looks like St. Andre is going to be called for the personal foul, diving in against Veronica Charles. That was really a 50-50 ball. Number one on St. Andre, the leading scorer by by 2 points. On TSU's roster, I was thinking of Morehead State, who has Katie Novick as the team's leading scorer at 10.7 a game, and Veronica Charles only a tenth of a point behind at 10.6. Seki Aroli inbounds to Soderlin. With Novick on the bench, Soderlin currently on the point. Gives it up to Rhodes near midcourt. She'll drive against Diamond Cannon, puts it up. Missed the shot, but Cannon called for reaching in and getting Haley on the arm, so Haley will go to the line for two shots.
We are seeing coaching chess right now. So on that last press, they went out of the 1-3-1, back to the 1-2-2, Coach Evans did, and then switched it back to a man-to-man just because he knew they'd be waiting on the zone. God.
Haley Rhodes perfect with her first free throw. Her fifth point of the game, that was her first free throw try.
The in-game adjustments by both staffs have been very good.
Rhodes right on the money with the second freebie as well. Another substitution for TSU as Ebony Williams will check back in and Cannon will go to the bench. Morehead State drops all the way back inside the arc defensively with that 2-3 zone that they've shown so much today. Out top, Saniah Parker around to the left wing to St. Andre. Bounce pass to the low, to the elbow. And now cutting underneath, Ebony Williams on the feed from Jordan Akins. Lays it up and in. 26-19, Morehead State. Soderlund on the right wing out to Blessing King. Around to Seki Aroli to Haley Rhodes near the far corner. Lost control, had to pick up her dribble. Out to Seki Aroli, now to Charles. Jab step, now passes to Soderlin, lofts it in to Blessing King, who is bodied up down low by Saniah Parker, called for the foul. Third of the quarter on TSU, and that will be called before the act of shooting, so the Eagles will inbound from the baseline.
Soderlin does a lot of good things on the floor, especially that three-point shot, but they miss Novick, that ball handling.
Inbounds to Rhodes. Ball deflected out of her hands and out of bounds by St. Andre. Another TSU substitution. This time it's Nia Hicks checking in. Suarez Tadela will go to the bench. Melissa Seki Aroli inbounding near sideline for Morehead State in the front court. Gets it in to Haley Rhodes. Puts down the left-handed dribble to Seki Aroli at the top of the key. She travels. Suarez Tadela right back on the floor. And Hicks right back to the bench for the Tigers. Situational substitutions already. Tigers to come 94 feet. Again, Morehead State will sack back inside the arc. In the offensive end to our left, Suarez Tadela to Parker, swings it around the arc to St. Andre. Back out to Suarez Tadela to St. Andre. Pull-up jumper from about 17 left side on the money.
Lowest efficiency shot in the game. They'll let her take those.
26-21. The defensive double team paid dividends initially. It looked like a steal, but Charles tracked it down, and foul on Tennessee State's Ebony Williams, who undercut Charles after she got to the basketball. Right at midcourt. Skylar Barnes back on for Morehead State. Soderlund will check back out. And for TSU, Hicks in. Suarez to Dela back out. Sepioli will inbound in front of us, but Lyric Cole checks back in for TSU first, replacing Akins. Sepioli just in the backcourt. Gets it into Charles. She'll try to work it back across the timeline, but faces a double team. Gets it to Sekiroli into the near corner to King. Back out top to Haley Rhodes to Charles. Thought about the three. Instead gives it up to Rhodes. She'll kick over to the far side to Barnes, and she's on the money with her third three-pointer of the day. Three for three from deep is Skyler. And it's 29-21 Morehead State. St. Andre to Cole on the left baseline. Skip pass around to Hicks. Misses her layup as she penetrates. And Haley Rhodes the rebound for MSU. She'll bring it ahead herself. Gets it to Sekiroli near the left hash. Out to Rhodes, who gives it up to Charles between the rings. Back to Rhodes on the right wing. Straight away, Sekiroli downtown. Bingo. Sekiroli with her first triple of the day and her fifth point. Expands Morehead State's lead to 11. 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. St. Andre passes up the left wing three, gets it to Cole on the baseline. Penetrates, runner in the lane, rolls and falls.
Boy, that was a tough shot.
Sure was. Lead back down to single digits for MSU. Blessing King into the far corner. Barnes wants another triple. This one too strong, but Haley Rhodes, the weak side rebound.
I believe that one was a heat check.
Yep. Rhodes forces it up. Contested shot, no good. St. Andre good on the defensive side of that one. And St. Andre will walk it across the timeline for the Tigers, and Coach Ty Evans wants a 30-second timeout. Wes, you're absolutely right. The coaching chess match in this game has been really fun to watch so far.
It really has. Constant adjustments on both sides of the ball. And now the players are even getting into it. Did you see Sekiroli brought Skylar Barnes over to give her a little whisper on where to be, and that's what set up that corner three by Skylar. So now the players are getting into it, too. This is fun, Tom.
We talked about it earlier in the season, but Sekiroli has really stepped it up as far as her vocal and overt leadership on this team. Last year, didn't see much of that at all from her. Just really laid back, just kind of went with the flow. But this year, you can definitely see she's taking on that leadership role comfortably.
Her and B. Charles are the undisputed leaders of this team. The spirit and the fire from those two players this year has been something like we have not seen before on this club. It's great to see that emotional leader on the floor.
Novick kind of the floor general as far as the game itself. But, yes, in terms of leadership, you're absolutely right. V and Mel are the ones. TSU inbounds. It comes in to Caitlin Anderson. Gives it up to Hicks. Almost lost it, but tracked down by Sanaya Parker out top. Around to the left wing to Anderson. Gives it up to Hicks. Tries to pass it into the far corner. It's deflected out of bounds, and the pinball last touched MSU.
And that doesn't change the fact that they had no idea what to do to get that ball to the rim.
And they've only got 6 seconds to get off a shot after this inbound. 3.5 to go in the first half. Inbounds comes to Parker. She'll drive, floater from the right elbow off the neck of the iron, no, and Haley Rhodes, another rebound for Morehead State. That's her third. Charles will try the three, high left, and she's right on the money. 35-23 MSU.
50% from three today, Tom.
After royally struggling from deep against Tennessee Tech. TSU basketball. Anderson out top to Parker, working against Charles at the top of that zone. Gets it to Williams, back out to Parker. She'll launch a straightaway three. Bingo. Barely rippled the net. back to a single-digit game, 35-26, 2:45 to play in the half. Charles across midcourt. Bad pass down into the lane taken by Lyric Cole. Ahead into the front court, gives it to Anderson, out top to Parker. Thought about another three, instead it's swallowed up by Charles, who extends that 2-3 zone nicely. Denying the three. Now to Suarez, to Dela, to Parker. Left wing now to Anderson. Back out to Parker. Shot clock at 8. Parker finds teammate, I believe that's Ebony Williams on the low block. Excuse me, Anaya Webb. Little defensive breakdown by MSU, not denying that entry pass. And that will result in 2 foul shots for Webb. The foul on Jaden Rhodes.
Well, it was interesting. Evans did what we had talked about a little bit over the break, which is he brought 4 players above the free throw line, and he put one out on the wing, and that left this huge gap in the back that took 2 defenders out of the game. And so Tom gets sick of me gesturing, but I was trying to gesture Mel to back up, get drop into that zone. But
trying to coach from our broadcast location. Webb's first free throw good. The second one is as well. 35-28, the Morehead State lead, and full court pressure from Tennessee State. And before the inbounds pass can be made, foul on TSU's Sanaya Parker.
Oh, boy, if they'll call those off the ball, that's going to be really hard on Tennessee State.
That's the...
it's their calling card, that physical, aggressive defense.
5th of the quarter on the Tigers, so both teams now in the bonus. And Tilly Soderlund will go to the free throw line for MSU. Soderlund has only been to the line twice coming into this game. Misses the first of 2. Second one up, it's good. So she stays at 50% on the year. She'll head to the bench. Charles back on defensively.
I mean, heck, she almost shoots 50% from 3, Tom.
Yeah. .37%, close enough. Webb passes high left to Zion Shannon. Gets it out to St. Andre. Back to Shannon. Into the near corner. 3-point try by Webb, I believe it is. Will stick between the rim and the backboard. And on the alternating possession, Morehead State will get it. Morehead State national champion cheerleaders will fetch the basketball. Hopefully. Took her about 4 tries, but finally worked it loose. Just under 2 minutes to play in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State up 37-28, but facing full court pressure again from TSU. Gets it inbounds. Novick to Haley Rhodes. Back to Novick. Ahead to Barnes, who got behind the defense, but missed the layup. And the rebound will go out of bounds. Barnes hard to the floor. Slow to get up. Helped up by Sanaa St. Andre of Tennessee State. She looks to be okay.
And again, well scouted, well coached. That was the deep break right off of that 1-2-2.
Right. Novick will inbound baseline far side. Comes into Rhodes on the left wing. Puts down the dribble, nearly had it taken away, but gets it to Novick. She'll drive into the lane. Euro step, scoop shot, no good, but she'll get 2 free throws. That foul on Lyric Cole. Number one on Cole.
Isn't every step she takes a Euro step, Tom?
I believe it is. Belarus.
I can't believe you put up with me.
Oh, my gosh. To think I recommended you for this job. Katie Novick hits the first of 2. 71% free throw shooter. Second rolls and falls. Back to a double-digit lead for Morehead State. 39-28 as Suarez Tadela checks back in for Tennessee State. Tigers to come 94 feet. Morehead State stays with that 2-3 zone. St. Andre to Shannon out top. Left wing to Suarez Tadela. Kind of a matchup right now as Barnes is right in her face. Lofted to Cole on the low block. Back outside to Shannon. Around to Anderson. Dribble penetration. Kicks it into the near corner. And St. Andre buries the 3-pointer. 39-31 MSU.
They'll have to hit more than that one to get them out of that zone.
Yeah.
Sekiroli, bullet pass down low to Blessing King, going to work. And she is bodied in too closely by Sanaa St. Andre. That is number two on Sanaa.
Good job for Blessing King noticing that mismatch, though. She had the mouse in the house, and she's going to take it.
This is typically an adventure. Blessing King to the free throw line. As Nia Hicks checks back in for TSU.
I'm with
Blessing
you.
Blessing King does a lot of things extremely well. Shooting free throws is not one of them. As she tries to bank the first home, and it's way off the mark. She is now 10 of 30 on the year from the free throw stripe, and I think all 10 of those makes are bank shots. Second one up. It went!
Oh,
it wasn't a bank.
No bank at all. Jinx her like that all the time,
Tom. I will do my best. 40 to 31, Morehead State's lead. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. Suarez to Dela to Shannon, right back to Suarez to Dela. Catch and shoot, triple on the left wing, falls. NC State has now hit 4 3-pointers in this game. Had only 30 on the season as a team. Veronica Charles, good dribble penetration, high off the glass. It dances three times and then goes.
How did that go
in?
Wow.
42-34, Tennessee State with the basketball, shot clock off, 22 seconds to play in the half. Standing dribble out in the Eagle logo, Caitlin Anderson with the basketball. So Tennessee State will play for the last shot. Morehead State still in that 2-3 zone. Gives it up to Hicks. Floats it into Suarez to Dela in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. And
yeah, Mel knew that she made a mistake on that one.
Mental error.
She put her hand on her head as soon as she did it.
The shot was just sailing out of bounds, and Sekiroli couldn't keep her hands off of it, tried to save it back in bounds instead of just letting it go. 1.8 seconds to play in the half, and Tennessee State will keep the basketball. They'll inbound from the baseline near side to our left. Anderson will trigger. Gets it into St. Andre. One dribble, three-pointer. Off the glass, off the back of the iron, no good, and the first half comes to an end. We will go to the halftime locker room with Morehead State leading Tennessee State 42-34. Back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Johnson Arena, campus of Morehead State University. Halftime, Morehead State's women leading Tennessee State's women 42-34. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, an entertaining first half of basketball, a real chess match. A lot of in-game adjustments just the first 20 minutes, and it's been pretty fun to watch that.
Yeah, from a basketball dork perspective, that was the most enjoyable game I have seen, most enjoyable half I have seen of basketball this year. That was really good. Both these teams, you can tell, are, I don't want to say desperate, but they're motivated, right? They both come off of a difficult loss. They know that they got to keep pace in this competitive OVC that they've got going on, so they're going to do everything and pull every stop out they can.
You know, it isn't the first time, probably won't be the last time we'll say this, but in this league this year, we really believe Morehead State can beat anybody else in the OVC on any given night, but Morehead State can be beaten by anybody else in this league on any given night. And it is going to be a game-by-game battle, and like Coach Kayla Petrie said in the pregame interview, an 18-round heavyweight fight.
And let's just be really candid about it. With all the realignment and shift over the last couple of years with the OVC, it has created a league of great parity.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of teams with a whole lot of good athletes, maybe just that next step down. But they're all right there, very similar to each other in who they can and get to recruit. Right. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun league to watch over the next few years, Tom.
The day so far has been a microcosm of that, as we said. Morehead State with the halftime lead over Tennessee State, 42-34. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then take a closer look at some of your halftime statistics and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line-X of Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Quinn Mayer, instructor of art and design in ceramics at Morehead State University. Quinn, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me out.
Well, the ceramic studio has recently experienced some growth with some new equipment, and I'm wondering who is going to get to take advantage of this. It's got to be our students, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the new equipment is going to help our students learn how to operate from the latest and greatest equipment that's available on the market and in industry. So they'll leave Morehead having used this equipment and know how to operate it successfully.
You must have multiple levels of students as they come through your classes and your courses. Can you start us out with just the basics? Say a student needs an art credit and they think ceramics looks like fun.
Well, they're right, first of all. ceramics is a lot of fun. Doesn't matter what major, ceramics kind of appeals to everyone. But for me, I feel like one of the greatest takeaways for students, again, across all majors, is the opportunity to make something and to create something with their hands. You know, I feel like so much of things are online and digital and tablets and cell phones and internet and Blackboard and PowerPoint. Everything's very, you know, screen related and technology. And that, I think, is a good thing in a lot of ways. But I think that it's really important for people to get to put those things away and just have some clay out and get to experience that feeling of making something with their own hands. And hopefully also get the feeling of using that thing that they've made with their own hands as well.
Yeah, what are people making? Say in their first course, they've never touched clay before. What are they making?
So in Ceramics 1, we do hand building projects and wheel throwing, so on the potter's wheel. We start off just getting used to clay and moving it around and manipulating it and learning how to attach pieces and things like that. We'll make vases and little sculptures and learn some different glazing techniques. But when we get to the potter's wheel, then we make kind of basic utilitarian tableware, bowls and cups and mugs and things like that.
So some people in the community might be familiar with the Empty Bowls program that the Ceramics Guild does, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and then more about the Guild, what these students are doing?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Our Ceramics Guild at MSU are pretty active. And every fall we participate or collaborate with Rowan County Christmas, and we make and donate as many bowls as we can. Rowan County Christmas creates the chili, and we host an event, and we sell handmade bowls with chili for $15, and all of the proceeds go to that wonderful organization that helps our community and families here in the county.
And the Ceramics Guild, they also sell more wares throughout the year, and those proceeds then further their education even more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the Empty Bowls then is for the community. That's 100% donation. And then at the end of every semester as well, we have holiday sales or Mother's Day sale in the spring. And the proceeds for that do go to the club for travel purposes, to attend conferences and workshops and lectures around the country.
Quinn, thank you so much for sharing what goes on in the ceramic studio and how it benefits the students and our community. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Quinn Mayer, Instructor of Art and Design in Ceramics. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Halftime at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State's women leading Tennessee State 42-34 at intermission. Time for Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Tennessee State in the first half, 11 of 28, 39%. 4 of 11 from three-point range, 36.4%, and 8 of 10 from the free throw line. MSU, 14 of 25, a solid 56% shooting, including a 50% mark from three-point range, 6 of 12, and 8 of 10 from the line. Rebounding, right now Moorhead State getting the better end of it, 18 to 10. Including a 5-4 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers, the Tigers have given away five times. Moorhead State with 9 miscues in the first half. Leading scorers for Tennessee State in double figures, Sanaa St. Andre with 12. Next is Saniah Parker with 7, 5 for Williams, 4 for Cole, 3 for Suarez Tadela, 2 for Webb, and 1 for Cannon. For Moorhead State, it's Skylar Barnes on the strength of 3 of 4 from 3-point range, leading the way with 11 points at the break. Charles with 9 points, 6 for Haley Rhodes, Seki Aroli with 5, 2 for Soderlund, and 1 for King. And as far as rebounding goes, Moorhead State being led by Skylar Barnes with 4 at the break. Tennessee State's leading rebounder, Ebony Williams, has only 2 so far today. We'll take one more break. Wes Holland will rejoin us, and we'll get set for our second half. Again, it's Moorhead State 42, Tennessee State 34 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Moorhead State leading Tennessee State at halftime in the women's half of today's OVC Women's Men's doubleheader. The men will tip off roughly 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Eagles next in action on Thursday as they will travel to Eastern Illinois in Charleston, Illinois. Women's game will tip off at 6 o'clock. Men's game on Thursday at 8:30. I'm Tom Lewis, joined again by our good buddy Wes Holland. And Wes, I think you and I both we feel good about how things have gone, but anticipate this is not going to be an easy second half for Moorhead State by any stretch.
Yeah, the in-game adjustments are fun. There's only so much you can do as a coach during the play. However, it's that halftime where you can make some big changes. And it went so well for MSU in the first half, I am a little nervous for the second, just because this is where you see something new most of the time.
Tennessee State, the chance to draw first blood with the basketball. Caitlin Anderson works it in against Charles. Puts it up over her, way too strong. Fight for the rebound. King had it initially. She's tied up by Ebony Williams, and the alternating arrow points in Moorhead State's direction.
And we did see a big difference, a very high screen up there to free her up for that drive.
Again, extended pressure, 1-2-2 zone by Tennessee State. Moorhead State able to handle it as Charles gets it across the division line. Ahead to Haley Rhodes near the low block left side. Cross court to Seki Aroli, out to Charles. Thought about the long three, instead back to Seki Aroli. She will launch from downtown, but it's off the back of the iron, no good, but the battle for the rebound comes into the hands of Blessing King near the top of the key. Gives it to Charles. Over to Seki Aroli at the right hash. Bounce pass to King in the corner. Back to Sekiaroli. Out between the circles to Novick. One dribble to Charles. Takes it to the top of the key. Gives to Novick. Catch and shoot three as the shot clock was about to expire. And the ball will go out of bounds anyway. TSU's basketball, not a good first possession for Morehead State.
I don't think Novick really wanted to shoot that. It almost surprised her when she saw the shot clock. So
TSU the other way. Sanaa St. Andre. One dribble on the right wing, out top to Sanaya Parker. Puts down the left-handed dribble, gives to the curling Williams. Into the lane, kicks near side to St. Andre. Set shot from the three-point range, no good. Rebound saved back in bounds and taken by Novick. Ahead to Charles in transition. A lot of contact, a foul on Charles. Not a good call.
Oh, that is not, no. Full back pedal by the defender on that one. Constant motion, both sides. That's a no call. I mean, it wasn't. Yeah. It wouldn't have been a foul, but
definitely not an offensive foul. But they're wearing stripes and we're not.
True.
Anderson gets around a defender. Easy line to the basket, and she'll lay it up and through. 42-36 as Tennessee State has scored all of the points so far here in the second half. Novick to Sekiaroli at the right hash. Back out to Novick. Left wing to Haley Rhodes, back to Novick, again to Rhodes, but it's deflected away by St. Andre, coming the other way against Haley Rhodes, puts it up off the glass and through. It's back to a four-point game. And Veronica Charles at midcourt has it taken away by St. Andre. Again, drives against Morehead State's Novick, who knocks it, blocks it, and last touch by St. Andre, so a clean block. And Morehead State will get the basketball. St. Andre slow to get up, but she appears to be okay.
Yes, St. Andre went to the floor, and Novick blocked it into her stomach.
Beautifully
so
defended.
That was really well done.
Yes.
But we are definitely, so whatever Evan said at halftime, I need to get a transcript so you can say that to every team, because they have come out on fire.
And a man pressure now. Sekiaroli. Head to Novick up the right sideline. She'll keep trucking, pull up, floater in the lane, off the back of the iron, right back into the hands of Novick. To Sekiaroli, to Rhodes, around to Charles, left side, out top to Novick. Passes up the three, instead goes to Sekiaroli, 10 to shoot. Out to Novick. Behind the back, dribble into the lane, scoop shot, left hand. Oh, my gosh, what a move.
Oh, my
goodness. Give a cue to Katie Novick, and she's into double figures. On the other end, Caitlin Anderson, contested layup, missed, and Morehead State in transition. Sekiaroli got behind the defenders, took the lead pass, and laid it in. MSU ruling this game as far as fast break points, Wes.
Absolutely. We were 11-2 at the half.
Yep.
So this is
13-4 now, 15-4.
A very good change of pace by this team.
St. Andre, left wing three, too short off the iron, but the rebound tracked down in the corner, saved in by Webb, but into the hands of Sekiaroli. Ahead to Blessing King, gives it up to Novick. Her right elbow jumper no good, and Anderson the rebound for TSU comes the other way. Far side to St. Andre, tries to drive against Sekiaroli, kicks out near side. Three-point try by Webb off the mark. Offensive rebound, St. Andre. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Put back by Cole. Too strong, but she's fouled. It's a good offensive board work for one of the few times today by Tennessee State.
They have struggled mightily on the boards. As you mentioned, at halftime, only having one player with two, I believe, Tom, is
yep.
what you had looked at.
Yep, that time.
It's incredible. So they have definitely come out with a renewed vigor to get everybody on the glass.
They now have five players with two rebounds, but that's team high. First free throw up off the front of the iron, no, by Lyric Cole, the Austin Peay transfer. Cole came in shooting 70% from the stripe. On the day, she has 4 points. She's now 2 of 3 from the line. Make it 3 of 4. 46-39, MSU the lead and the leather. Novick passes ahead to Skylar Barnes. Takes it in strong against Cannon, but misses the layup. Rebound to Webb, who dribbles the other way for the Tigers. Gives it up out top to Anderson. Back to Webb. Right back to Anderson. She'll swing it right side now to St. Andre. Guarded on the perimeter by Charles in that 2-3 zone. Penetration on the far side by Anderson. Kicks it to St. Andre. Pull-up jumper in the lane. No good, but Skylar Barnes trying to defend is called for the blocking foul. And that will put St. Andre at the line.
The one player who is getting the outside of the three-point line treatment is St. Andre now. They have decided that they are not going to allow that to happen. She did hit two in that first half that were pretty good zone busters.
Give the foul to Haley Rhodes.
I'm confused.
I'm confused as well. Morehead State is taking a timeout. And that will
Coach Petrie
to a,
doesn't look like she took a timeout. Yeah, she's asking.
I'm not sure what's going on, but we'll go ahead and step out. 5:55 to play third quarter. Morehead State leads Tennessee State 46-39 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Johnson Arena still trying to sort things out entirely as we went to a timeout. Initially, the indication from the officials was that MSU had called a timeout, but Coach Kayla Petrie was holding her hands out in disbelief. We didn't call anything. Now they're calling it just an officials media timeout. And Wes, best we can tell is they were trying to determine who that last personal foul was on.
Yeah, Tom, I think you had it right in the live action, which was Blessing King. And, of course, they called it on Rhodes, and so I believe they were going back to the monitor. It looked like they were reviewing who they were going to call it on. We haven't seen a change in the official book yet for that statistic, but we anticipate maybe an update from the official here in a second.
I'm not bitter, but the TV crew gets the explanation, and we don't. And they don't tell us.
Oh, those scoundrels down there, Dean and Jared. Man, what are they thinking?
Intentional foul. Intentional foul.
They're calling it an intentional foul, apparently. That I did not see.
Oh. Oh, I did not see that coming at all. So they were going to review the severity.
Dean Harden, our colleague from the TV side, finally coming down to explain to Wes Holland what's going on as Caitlin Anderson misses the first of two foul shots. Tennessee State will then get possession. Anderson's second free throw is good. Wes, what do you got?
They should get a sideline out of bounds here. Yeah, it was contact above the shoulders is what Dean, our friend from the TV side, just came down and told me. So it was contact above the shoulders, which is why it was called the intentional.
And we kid when we make fun of them or criticize them. They're good buddies.
You do.
Tennessee State basketball. Anderson cross court to Cannon. Out top to St. Andre. Back around to Anderson. Finds Cannon cutting across the lane. Goes up between two defenders. Missed the shot. Fight for the rebound. Lyric Cole initially had it. Now it's Skylar Barnes. She'll bring it up the left side.
And Lyric Cole initially walked when she had it, by the way, as she rolled through the floor.
Horrible pass cross court by Morehead State. Intended for Novick, but right into the hands of Coach Caleb Petrie. Obviously standing out of bounds.
I think Coach Petrie needs to wear a different color pullover instead of the white with the jerseys here.
13th turnover against Morehead State against a defense that loves to cause turnovers. Anderson skip pass into the near corner. Three-point try by St. Andre. Dances over the rim. No. Charles, the weak side rebound up the far sideline into the front court to our left. Gives it to Novick, who curls out of the corner to take it. Chest pass across to Barnes, high left. Out to Blessing King, around to the right hash to Novick. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes. Thought about the three, instead gives it up to King, high left. One dribble to Charles outside the top of the arc. She'll try to penetrate right side, gets cut off. Out to Haley Rhodes, had to try to force up a three-pointer. It's nowhere close. Shot clock violation.
Two shot clock violations in the second half already, Tom. That's not a good sign.
And that will take us, or are they going to take the media timeout? Yes, they are. 4:38 to play in the third quarter. And Morehead State holds a 46-40 lead over Tennessee State as we go to the break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold her own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
46-40, Morehead State leads Tennessee State. 4:38 to play third quarter. Tom and Wes with you. And Wes now feeling really bad about criticizing our TV compadres. They've been very helpful the last couple of minutes as our buddy Jared Stacy came down, showed us a replay that explained what happened on that intentional foul call against MSU. It was actually away from the basketball, and Rhodes was jockeying for position with Caitlin Anderson down low, and Rhodes had an elbow or forearm that caught her in the head. So good call by the officials after seeing the replay.
It was. They get eyes down there that we don't get.
And it explained why King, who was with the ball handler, wasn't called. Tennessee State basketball, penetration by Webb, puts it up at point-blank range, contested, shot no good, rebound goes out of bounds, and Tennessee State will keep it. Shot clock will reset to 20. And Webb will trigger the rebound from the baseline, far side of the basket. Gets it in to Shannon. Picks up her dribble and passes out top to St. Andre outside the left hash. Puts down a couple of dribbles, passes cross court to Shannon. Back to St. Andre. Floater from the left baseline, bounces a couple of times, won't fall. Lyric Coles put back is blocked away, no good. Haley Rhodes comes up with the Blues ball to Novick. Quickly ahead, far side to Barnes. One-handed pass back out top to Novick. To Rhodes, high left. Lost her dribble, guarded loosely by Shannon. Gets it to King, who underhands it to Charles out high left.
Late in the shot clock again, Tom.
18-footer right of the key by Charles is good. Veronica showing that mid-range game a little more the last couple of games.
Last couple of games she has looked really good from 9 feet, 10 feet.
That was more like 17 or 18, but it's a 48-40 Moorhead State lead.
Now you can't count, I can't see. There you go. We're a good pair, Tom.
There we go. Foul on the rebound off of a missed three-point try by Tennessee State. I believe that's against Morehead State's Novick. Number three on her.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad to see Cole go to the bench, actually, as a Morehead State
fan. She has been a bit of a force lately down low.
This third quarter, she's been tough down there.
Inbounds. Comes to Shannon, flashes it into the lane to Akins, who travels on the low block. Akins is who came in to replace Cole. That last dead ball. Eagles to come 94 feet. Charles passes ahead to Rhodes, who gets it into the front court, works to the left and back out to Charles. Dribbles to the apex of the arc and now back out into the center circle to Novick. Standing in the eagle eye, puts down a couple of dribbles. Across to Charles here on the near side out top. To Haley Rhodes on the right wing, down to Novick at the elbow, to Skylar Barnes from the right side, just hit her fourth three-pointer of the game and makes it a double-digit lead again for Morehead State, 51-40. Bounce pass picked off on the other end. St. Andre bounced it into the lane and right there to take it, Haley Rhodes. And then a foul call on Tennessee State on Ebony Williams, number two on her.
Oh, I thought he initially called that a jump. Good.
First foul of the quarter on the Tigers.
We got Lyric Cole checked back into the game. Yep. She has had a great third quarter here. But what about Skylar Barnes? Four of five from three.
Five of eight from the field. She's got a team-high 14 points. Rhodes takes the inbounds, throws it over the top of the defense to Barnes. Pull-up jumper from 12, right of the lane, no good. Blessing King, an offensive rebound. Fourth in the nation in offensive rebounding. To Novick, she'll drive left side, misses the scoop. Rebound taken by Ebony Williams. Ahead to Shannon up the right side, working against Charles. Eagles drop back into the 2-3 zone that's worked really well most of the day. Now St. Andre works between the rings. Standing dribble. 12 to shoot. Just over 2 minutes to play in the third. Out of Shannon out to Sanaya Parker. Over to St. Andre. Tries to drive left baseline. Floats it up. Crawls across the rim. There's Lyric Cole again. Another offensive rebound and the putback is good.
Well, you could feel she was different coming out in the second half. And she has been all over the boards.
5 points. Four rebounds. A steal. Here comes St. Andre. Her layup attempt blocked away by Novick, but Katie just picked up her fourth personal.
Bad foul by the freshman right there. She cannot pick up that third on that play.
Fourth.
Fourth. Well, I missed one. Yeah. Well, now I can't count either. I can't count or see, Tom. What am I doing here?
We need help.
Oh, my gosh.
Help wanted. Statistician.
You think they'll let us add the staff? Can we keep a third person in here to,
you know,
just keep it straight?
If the salaries stay about where they are, maybe. We do it because we love it.
Maybe that's what we're going to have Bella sit in between
yeah.
us to keep, the,
yeah.
keep the numbers for it.
Here, she's a math whiz. For Tennessee State, it was St. Andre to the free throw line. Missed number one, hit number two. And it's 51-43 Morehead State, who will have the basketball after stoppage and play for a substitution. Eagles need to come 94 feet against full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Barnes, ahead to Blessing King. Beautifully done by the Eagles. Diagonal passes against that pressure zone, and King the easy layup. Again, Morehead State up 51-43. Pass to Williams. Nice pass to Cole, cutting on the right baseline, who finishes at the rim. 53-45. Pass ahead is deflected away this time by Cole, who got back nicely defensively.
And offense, on offense, we are seeing that big adjustment from halftime from Coach Evans. He is, they're keeping the four players high. They'll cut one back door, and it's leaving a big space and towards the goal.
Sakia rolling inbounds to Charles. Passes far side to Barnes. Penetrates near the low block, back out to Charles. Another three-point try by Barnes. This one's too strong off the back of the iron, but the rebound attempt deflects out of bounds by off of Cole. Morehead State will have it with 20 to shoot, 104 to play in quarter number three. Leading by eight. Sekiroli tries to get it into Barnes. It's deflected away, but Rhodes comes away with it, gets it to Charles. Back to Rhodes, low block extended. She'll try to work it in. Does so. Turnaround jumper no good, but she's fouled. That's Ebony Williams picking up that personal.
A good heads-up play to put the shot up as she was being fouled. I don't think she really intended to take that shot. So it was a very quick decision that paid off.
It's the third personal on Williams. And Haley Rhodes will go to the line. She's 2 of 2 there so far today, has 6 points. First free throw up and good. We really haven't talked a lot about how successful Haley was in her prep career. She was a 3 to 6A offensive MVP as a senior at L.D. Bell High School in Keller, Texas. As she makes the second free throw, she averaged almost 21 points and 5.5 rebounds and 4.5 steals a game as a high school senior. Makes Morehead State's lead 10, 55-45. Tennessee State on the attack. Shannon double-teamed at the top of the key. Tried to get it to Caitlin Anderson, but out of her reach, out of bounds to the near sideline, and another TSU turnover, their 10th. Morehead State with 15 turnovers. Tennessee State has missed 13 of its last 15 field goal tries, Wes.
Well, and they have, and they're doing all the other things right. They've gotten 8 offensive rebounds, 4-6 turnovers. You know, the other keys to the game for them are right on track for this quarter. They just can't buy one.
Eagle basketball, again, defensive pressure, nearly stolen, but Veronica Charles gets it across the division line. Slows it up. 20 to shoot, 29 to play in the third quarter. Charles floats to the left side, outside the arc. 1-2-2 zone being flashed by Tennessee State. Far side to Barnes. Catch and shoot. 3! Got it! Her 5th of the day.
And probably an and
one. Comes up a little gingerly with her left. Make that her right ankle. Other end, Veronica Charles, another steal. Gets it to Jaden Rhodes. To Charles. Dribbles around the defense. A 4-on-1 break. Blessing King at the lane. Got it! Fouled! And we'll go to the line with 0.8 seconds to play in the quarter.
What a blitz by the MSU women on those last two possessions.
Wow.
My goodness.
They played Tennessee State basketball during that flurry, Wes.
They did. Bodies everywhere, hands in everybody's pockets. That was a phenomenal series right there. They were intense.
King's free throw. Dances and falls. She's now 2 of 3 from the line on the day, 6 points. Tennessee State inbounds. Clock expires, and after three quarters, Morehead State, on the strength of an 8-0 run over the last minute, leads Tennessee State 60-45 as we get set for the fourth quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IJ in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family USDA Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast is only $2.49 a pound. Chobani Classic Yogurt Cups are just $1, and Vine Ripe Tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IJ in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Third quarter, Morehead State on an 8-0 run expands its lead over Tennessee State as we head to the fourth quarter, 61-45. That is the largest lead of the day for Morehead State, Wes.
And even, I won't say more impressive, but it, as impressive was the last five of that 8-0 run came in about 12 seconds.
Yeah.
That was incredible defense. Turned it over. They got the ball down the court. It was that transition off of your defense you want to see. If you're a coach or a fan, you want to see your team transition off defense like that. It was lovely.
You had Skylar Barnes hitting a fearless three-pointer, her fifth on seven tries today with a hand in her face, and then Blessing King with an and one. Blessing is 66.7% from the line today.
Good job, Blessing King.
Tennessee State basketball as we start the final quarter. St. Andre on the right wing goes across court to Anderson, working in against Secchiaroli, puts it up and gets it to roll through. Tough shot, 2 points for the Tigers. It's 61-47, Eagles with the lead and the leather. Barnes, far corner. Bounce pass to Rhodes at the free throw line. Jab step, takes it into the lane, turn around against Cole. Shot won't go, but Cole goes to the floor, called for the personal foul, and she still hasn't gotten up. Haley Rhodes will go back to the line for Morehead State. She's a perfect 4 of 4 from there today. 8 points to go with 4 rebounds and 3 assists.
One thing that's really nice to see is that the MSU players are playing their roles. They're doing what they do best. Haley getting to the rim, creating contacts, getting the stoppage.
Lyric Cole still down, lying on her belly. Morehead State's training staff out is assisting TSU. Coach Ty Evans coming over to check on Cole, the 6-foot junior from Memphis. We'll go ahead and take a timeout on the floor. 9:26 to play. Morehead State leads Tennessee State 61-47 on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh.
or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Back at Johnson Arena, 61-47. Moorhead State leads Tennessee State with 9:26 left in regulation. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland, we've had a stoppage in play for an official's review. Wes, what did you find out from our crew?
It's a regular foul on Blue 24. They did not upgrade it. And the rest of the contact was incidental. So you were spot on when you saw that she was holding her face. She did get contact, but it was absolutely incidental. No intentional contact on that at all for the second part of that foul.
So Cole had injury added to insult, essentially, then. She's called for the personal foul and then takes the shot to the face, but no call on that. And that will put Haley Rhodes at the line to our left for NSU. Haley tallied a career-high 16 points along with 9 rebounds against Southeast Missouri, but followed that up with only 3 points against TTU Thursday, but did have 7 rebounds and 3 assists in that game. She picks up her 8th point, making her 9th point of the day here. Could hit double figures if she makes the second free throw, and she does. So 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists for Haley, and Moorhead State now leads 63-47. Pass to Ebony Williams at the left elbow. Kicks it far corner to Cannon, out to Parker. Lofts it to Williams at the elbow, drives the lane, gets around King, but can't get the shot to go, and King goes up strong for the rebound. Aseki Aroli throwing over the top to Barnes. One-on-one against St. Andre, puts it up no good, but St. Andre whistled for the personal foul. And for her, that's number 3. Second of the quarter on the Tigers.
Tom, can we be seeing the breakout of Skylar Barnes today? Now she's putting on the floor, taking it into contact. My goodness.
17 points as she gets 2 free throws here. First one scoops in and out, no good. But 6 of 11 from the floor, 5 of 7 from downtown. Second free throw up and good. Barnes on the year had made only 1 3-point shot out of 10 attempts. And she's 5 of 7 today from deep. Wow.
That's all you can say on that one. I've got no creative commentary on that.
That's why you play the games, right? Sanaya Parker kicks it out to St. Andre. Crossover dribble. Gets around Barnes. Puts it up. It does a jig and falls.
Again, though, very tough shot. I mean, they're going to have to make some hard shots against this defense.
64-49, Moorhead State faces that full court pressure. Rhodes dribbles across the timeline and avoids a double team. Gets it to King. Out to Charles, swings it far side to Seki Aroli. Defense slow to rotate. Misses the 3, but right there's Barnes, and her putback is good. Barnes at 20 points now on the day to go with 5 rebounds. And Morehead State up 66-49. Suarez to Dela. Gets it to Parker outside the left elbow to St. Andre. Long three left side. Way too short, but Parker there. The putback, no good. Rebound tapped out by Secchiaroli to Charles. She streaks across midcourt and then slows it up high left. She'll rotate back between the circles. Eagles content to run some clock right now. Up by 17. Pass by Charles. Deflected away by St. Andre. She'll come the other way, but lost the handle, and they're going to say it's off of Charles.
Oh, Charles did not act like that.
No, she did not. And I don't know if that's reviewable, but I don't know about that one, partner. We didn't have the best angle, but...
We did not. I could not say that for sure, but it, the laws of physics tell you if it hit her foot, it would have bounced a different direction.
Yeah. Tennessee State will keep it. They get it inbounds to Cannon on the right baseline, back out top to Parker. Jab step, now gives it up to St. Andre. To Parker, top of the key. Drives a couple of steps to her right, misses the pull-up jumper from 14. Blessing King, another rebound ahead to Charles in transition, working against Cannon. Turns around in the lane, missed the shot short, but she's fouled by Cannon.
I'm going to imagine Tennessee State did not see the attack of the rim coming that we have seen from MSU in the second half. That had to be part of that halftime adjustment from Coach Petrie. Every possession, they are getting to the rim.
Veronica Charles at the line, a relatively quiet 11 points today. She's 4 of 6 from the floor and now 3 of 4 from the stripe as she hits a dozen markers. Also has 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Second free throw also on the money. 68-49 Morehead State. Eagles with their largest lead so far. Charles with 2 steals on the day as well. Anderson gets it to Ebony Williams. She'll drive left side of the lane. Underhand scoop is good.
They are forcing the issue to the rim. But they are not easy shots.
No.
My goodness. They are hitting some circus shots at the moment.
Secchiaroli bounce pass ahead to Charles at midcourt. Again, the Eagles handle that full court pressure. Morehead State with 16 turnovers today, but Tennessee State make it 17 now as there's another one in St. Andre. Uncontested, will take it to the other end and lay it in.
That's 15. And as a coach, it's a challenge to keep your team engaged when you're up by 17, 19, 20 points. But they have got to.
Charles working the right sideline. I think picked up a bumping foul against Tennessee State. We'll see who it goes against. That will be Saniya Parker.
Because this game is not over. When you've got a team that creates turnovers as well as Tennessee State does, a blink of an eye, and you've got an 8, 9, 10-point swing, this is not a moment you can let your foot off the gas if you're Morehead State.
Correction, that foul actually against St. Andre. That's her 4th, their leading scorer, both today and on the season. She has 19 points today, playing with 4 fouls now. Eagle basketball, Haley Rhodes will drive into the lane, kick out to Skylar Barnes. She hit a 3-pointer, but it will be wiped out as Morehead State has called for an offensive foul. I think Rhodes, after giving up the basketball, called for the charge.
And it's a shame for Barnes, because that was money. She stepped into it with perfect rhythm. Especially when somebody's on a heater, if they get that one little step, they can step into a 3 like that. It normally goes.
Caitlin Anderson dribbles across midcourt, goes to Parker left side, out to Suarez to Dela. She'll shoot a 3. It's an air ball, but the offensive rebound by Anderson. Back out to Suarez to Dela, to Parker, far corner to Anderson. Gets it off to Shannon. Jumper from the left side of the lane, no good. And Morehead State the rebound. Charles streaks ahead, working ahead of that full court pressure that would have come to Haley Rhodes at the free throw line. Far side to Barnes outside the arc. One-handed pass to King, around the horn to Charles on the left wing. Puts it on the floor once, out to Secchiaroli, to King, right wing. She'll work the baseline, and an offensive foul as she used the off-arm against Ebony Williams, who goes to the floor.
Yes, that's a good call. If she'd have kept that elbow in, she'd have probably been fine.
Tennessee State will get the ball back, trailing by 15 with 5:49 to play. Anderson passes ahead to Parker, who gets it right back to Anderson. She'll work between the rings with the right-handed dribble, gives it up to Parker. Overhead pass near side to Shannon, to Anderson. She'll drive the lane, puts it up, it won't go. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound try. Goes against Morehead State. Blessing King will pick that one up. That's her third.
They're getting outworked right now, Tom. They really need to get that intensity and that grit back, because that was a slow closeout that allowed the drive, and then it was nobody crashing that allowed the board.
Inbounds nearly taken away, but Shannon there to corral it for Tennessee State, but her jump shot no good, and then bodies all over the place on the rebound try. Final score in SEC action today. Number 6, Kentucky, holds on to beat Florida in their SEC opener, 87-85. Big win for Coach Cal and his crew.
Boy, I'm glad I wasn't watching that one.
Yeah.
That might have been a heart stopper.
Ebony Williams on that rebound attempt picks up her fourth personal. So she joins St. Andre with four personals. And that will put Blessing King back at the line on the other end. She has struggled mightily from the line on the season, but to her credit, 2 of 3 today. This one's off the back of the iron, no good.
Boy, if Tennessee State had played this kind of basketball in the first quarter, this would have been a different game. Second half, they've created 10 turnovers and gotten 11 offensive rebounds, Tom.
Second free throw, no good, but I think a lane violation on Parker of TSU, so make that Shannon. So King will get another try.
So in 14 minutes, they've had 11 offensive rebounds. That's a big number.
Looks like Blessing King might be having an issue with a contact lens or something as she goes to the bench.
It's either that or blood.
Contact or blood, yeah. Kyle Wolf, the Morehead State trainer, pulls out some gauze, so it does look like some blood on her forearm.
And there must be some on the court, too.
Yeah.
The officials are not letting anybody near the court.
No.
So we actually saw this last night during a free throw. We were watching the Philadelphia 76ers, New York Knicks, and there was about a five-minute stoppage in play for Joel Embiid, who was at the free throw line.
Oh, you know,
so it had already slowed down.
Wow.
It's painful to sit here and stare at Joel Embiid's nosebleed for the next 5 minutes. I guess they didn't have an extra media timeout on hand or something.
Kyle Wolf, the trainer, with some alcohol swabs, takes care of the blood on the hardwood. Blessing King still at the end of the bench with some gauze or alcohol swab on her right elbow.
But that closeout on the third quarter has absolutely changed the dynamic of this game, Tom. That closing so strong on that.
So Morehead State,
they get to trade Blessing King for Tilly Soderlund.
Interesting. Soderlund on the year.
I mean, I feel like they're encouraging self-harm on that, you know, in the future basketball games.
Soderlund, only a 50% free throw shooter, but gets that free throw to dance a couple of times and falls. 69-53, Morehead State leads. Suarez to Dela, to Anderson, right back to Suarez to Dela. Right wing three, spins and falls. Eagles with the basketball and a double-digit lead ahead to Soderlund in the front court. Out to Novick. High left to Charles, back to Novick between the circles. She'll float near the right hash. Bounce pass to Hannah Hicks at the top of the key. Back to Novick, thought about the three. Instead to Charles, left wing three. Off to the left, no, to Dela, or Suarez to Dela, the rebound. Gives it up to Anderson. She'll bring it into the front court. Passes left side to Shannon. Three-point try, too short. Charles the rebound initially. Now the ball is loose. Hicks picks it up. She's tied up. Morehead State will get it on the alternating possession.
And Tom, sometimes you can get too concerned with burning your shot clock. You know, Obviously, Morehead State would love to shorten the game, but you can tell they passed up two or three really good open looks in order just to eat a little bit more clock. And ended up with a bad shot. I mean, it's kind of like the prevent defense in football. I get so annoyed with that. Jeez.
It presents prevents nothing.
Right.
Prevents you from stopping the offense.
Exactly.
Eagle basketball. I'm surprised they're having to inbound from the baseline instead of the sideline. The Eagles will have to come 94 feet against this tenacious pressure. It tries to bounce it in to Charles. It's tapped out of bounds off of the fingertips of Anderson. So the Eagles will now inbound from the sideline. Novick again to Trigger. Near side. Gets it into Soderlund, just inside the Tennessee State free throw line. Back to Novick across midcourt. Kicks it to Barnes off of the fingertips of Parker. Back out to Novick between the rings. To Soderlund on the right wing. Rotates into the lane. Bounce pass to Novick. And before Novick shot, Soderlund called for the offensive foul. Running over Williams down low. And Coach Caleb Petrie not happy at all about that call.
And I would say it's even more than just that call. She's watched a lot of those 50-50 calls go against her team tonight.
Just over 4 minutes to play. Tennessee State ball trailing 69-56. Suarez to Dela out to Parker between the circles. Back to Suarez to Dela. Flash pass down low to Williams, who misses the bunny shot, contested by King. We got the rebound and got it to Novick. Far corner to Barnes. Another three. Got it! 6 of 8 from deep today. 23 points to lead everyone. Skylar Barnes. On the other end, St. Andrea. Runner in the lane. Rimmed around, wouldn't fall, but she got her own miss. Took it away from Charles. Reverse layup try, no good, but I think Charles called for the foul. Defending down low. That's the third of the game on Veronica. But my goodness, Skylar Barnes has had quite the game.
And Tennessee State completely unable to find any source of water to put out that fire, because she is hitting it with hands in the face, with two people on her, wide open, on the drive, you name it.
St. Andre's first free throw will fall. Gives her 20 points on the day. 2 of 3 from the line. Make it 3 of 4. Again, full court pressure by TSU. Novick tried to get it into Soderlund. It's deflected out of bounds.
There's 3.5 minutes. What, 13, 14-point game here. With a team that can create these turnovers, you've still got to stay engaged. They need to be playing right now like they did to start this game.
Eagles have turned it over 21 times today. Novick will get it across midcourt. Pirouettes around a defender, kicks it into the near corner to Charles. Tries to work the baseline, but she's cut off. And that will be a foul on Tennessee State's Ebony Williams. And that will be her fifth, and she will end the day with 7 points and 4 rebounds.
And as much as I know fans, especially when you're watching a game, you get mad at a coach for harassing the referee or staying in their ear or chewing on them. But really, most of the time, you're just trying to point out, put little seeds of doubt in that official's head about their calls. And then you see something like that where it probably paid off. Because
yeah.
I really think V might have charged on that one. I mean, she went pretty recklessly into the defender on that.
She makes the first of two, and you sound like the voice of experience.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to create a little bit of doubt, maybe tilt one or two calls your direction. You're not really angry at the official.
Give Charles both free throws, and that gives her 15 points on the day to go with 4 rebounds. Another solid afternoon for the MSU senior out of Nigeria. St. Andre, bounce pass out top to Parker, around right wing to Webb, to Anderson, who works the right baseline. goes up strong, can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line because of a personal foul on Morehead State's Haley Rhodes.
And you got to imagine...
Make it Blessing King, excuse me, her fourth.
You got to imagine that Coach Evans is going to be trying to get early shots in the shot clock, early action to get either a lane or somebody breaking back door, but not really dragging out the possession.
First free throw up by Anderson and good. 6 points now for Anderson, the grad student out of Indiana State. Second freebie, also on the mark.
Because he really doesn't have the personnel to play the three-point game. You know, high screens and multiple bodies around the outside. He just doesn't have the personnel for that.
MSU again against full court pressure. Novick gets it into King. Back to Novick under the Tennessee State basket. She'll dribble ahead and get across midcourt. Works the right side. Now floats back out between the circles and underhands to the curling Charles. Charles guarded out top by Hicks. 13 to shoot. Charles nearly lost her dribble and was called for a double dribble. Turnover number 22 against Morehead State.
You know what? I'm going to admit, I don't know if that's the right call or not.
I'm not sure either.
I mean, the ball never stopped. It never died. It was still bouncing. She wasn't bouncing it, but she started dribbling with it. I don't know.
On the other end, St. Andre steps into a three-pointer left wing. No good, but strong backside rebound by Anderson out to Parker, who does hit the three-pointer. Count that shot, and then a foul, I think, away from the shot. And we'll see how that sorts out.
Oh, they're going to get shots for that, Tom.
Yep.
That could be a five-point play.
Yep. That'll go against Blessing King of MSU, and that will be her fifth. So Blessing will end her day with 6 points, and again in double figures, rebounding with 11. Check the offensive rebounding numbers for Blessing as we wait for the substitution. Finishes the day with 3 offensive rebounds. She came into this game 4th in the nation in offensive rebounding, averaging almost 4.5 to 5 a game.
And we've had a lot of deliberations between officials in this game. Yeah, they're having another one here.
Going back to the video monitor. But let's, while we've got a moment, again, just kind of bask in the glow of what we've seen from Skylar Barnes today, Wes. We mentioned it earlier, 23 points. She is 6 of 8 from three-point range. And to put that in perspective, 13 games into the season, she was only 1 of 10 from outside the arc.
Nobody knows where that came from. None of us would have expected that. You could have given me a $100,000 bet on that, and I wouldn't have taken it. I would like, yeah, no way. Come on. That is, and also, she's playing a good all-around game. She really tightened up her defense in the second half. She's got 6 rebounds. She's been going to the hole. This has been a revelation from Skylar Barnes on how she is capable of playing.
It looks like they've changed who the foul call was on, as King is back on the floor, and it looks like the foul will actually go against Haley Rhodes. And so that's the 4th on Rhodes. King back to 4 instead of 5. And Anderson hits the first free throw. One more to come. So this could be a 5-point trip for Tennessee State.
And a single-digit lead for Morehead State.
And the shot is up and good. We're going to have a discrepancy between the computer and the scoreboard score. The scoreboard shows 74-65. The computer stats 73-65. Morehead State the lead and the ball. But, again, full court pressure. Morehead State throws over the top. Barnes takes it to the low block. Scoops it up. It won't go. Almost fell, but she'll get 2 free throws.
I just hung on the rim.
Yep.
Oh, and my goodness.
Barnes stomping her feet in frustration as she thought that was down the drain. Foul will go against Anderson. That's her first. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Barnes will get two free throws. First one is up. Rims around and goes. Barnes on the year came in a 63.6% free throw shooter. She is 2 of 3 today from the stripe, with one more to come here.
There's apparently some chatter between the players that the official is currently putting an end to. Let's say it that way.
Nip it in the bud.
That's enough. That's enough. Several times, I believe, are what I just heard, even through the headset.
Barnes hits the second free throw. 76-65 Eagles, Tiger basketball. St. Andre underhands it to Parker out top, right back to St. Andre. To Suarez to Dela near the left hash. Out straight away to Webb, who gets it to Parker inside the key. Suarez to Dela now, three-pointer left wing, no good. Strong rebound by Haley Rhodes as she went up and over Webb.
Too much time to get a bad shot.
Charles aggressively to the hoop and gets it to go.
And Coach Evans was letting his players know that was way too much time to get a bad shot on that last possession.
Under 2 minutes to play, 78-65 Eagles. Parker almost shot the three, instead gives to St. Andre. She'll drive right side. Her runner off the glass is good.
And that was what he was looking for. That's what Coach Evans was looking for. And he did give a couple of high fives on that one. Early offense, right to the goal. Get in the lane.
Stoppage in play after that made basket as Tennessee State calls a timeout. 78-67 Eagles. Want to let you know that Morehead State's new football coach, Jason Woodman, will be joining the Eagle Sports Network to converse with our staff during the second half of today's men's game. The Eagle men taking on Tennessee State after the conclusion of this women's action. Jason Blanton will be bringing you the play-by-play today. Chuck Mraz taking a vacation day. Our good buddy Jason alongside will take over the pilot's chair for the men's action. Drew Barnett, I believe, will be alongside him with color analysis. Good to see Jason.
I think with Drew we should call it colorful analysis from Drew Barnett.
Eagles work it inbounds against full court pressure. Novick knocked down in the corner. No call to Rhodes. Back to Novick. Dribbles up the right side, and she's fouled.
She has no fear to split double teams,
nope.
Does she, Tom? I mean, that was a double team with a third player waiting after the gap. And she went right between the first two and right at the third. It, really, she is a one-woman press break.
Sanaa St. Andre becomes the second TSU Tiger to foul out today. She finishes with 23 points to lead TSU, along with two rebounds, as Katie Novick steps to the nail and gets the first one to hit every conceivable millimeter of iron before it falls.
The Eagles have used a lot of rim today.
They sure have. Second one up. This one barely grazes metal and falls through.
Except for Skylar Barnes. I'm not sure she's hit rim yet.
So it's 80-67 Morehead State. The Tigers on the attack. Parker, right point to Suarez to Dela. To Webb, she'll try a right wing three and drains it. And again, a quick timeout called by Coach Ty Evans of TSU. 80-70. Still not all over.
Coach Evans is running a really good last 2 minutes of this game here. I mean, they're getting quick points. They're having a hard time stopping on the other end, but they're getting their quick points, getting the timeouts, getting the right defensive, offensive substitutions. It's efficient. It just has not been effective yet.
Still a discrepancy between our computer stats and the scoreboard. The scoreboard has Morehead State with one more point than the computer stats. We'll keep an eye on that. It's either a 9-point or 10-point lead for MSU with 1:33 to go. Seki Aroli will trigger the inbound from the baseline to our right. Eagles need to come 94 feet. Looking, running the baseline. Tried to get it to Charles, but it's deflected. Away, right at us. And stolen by Tennessee State. Webb misses the three-point try as I try to dodge the Pepsi Cola dripping all over the table in front of us. Charles the other way, scoops it up and lays it in. Got right. by the defense nicely and got it done.
You didn't miss anything except for a full court drive from B. Charles. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody move as fast with a ball as
B.
Charles did.
On the other end, Nix runs out of her shoe, literally. Morehead State steals it, but Charles on the other end misses the layup. Tennessee State coming quickly the other way. Hicks got her shoe thrown to the sideline, but she's playing in a sock and a sneaker. Another steal. Novick the other way. Lost the handle initially. Got it back and lays it up and in.
Now maybe we can bask a minute.
84-70, right. Morehead State. As it looks like we've got things sorted out with our stats after Pepsi flew everywhere.
That's what it took.
Webb steps into a three-pointer on the left side and cuts it back to single digits. Or not quite single digits, 84-73.
Well, one thing I know about Coach Evans now, he's got no quitting him.
Yep.
11-point game, 29.6 seconds left. Guess what? We call the timeout. We're going to take a chance at this.
I appreciate Jason Blanton doing double duty, picking up the napkins and keeping me from drowning in Pepsi Cola after Nia Hicks came diving over the media table to save that ball back in bounds. I may have to go home and change clothes after this one. Thank you, Jason.
No problem. Yeah, I mean, he's hanging out. It's not even his shift yet. No. I mean, what's he trying to do? Good grief.
Oh, my. Hazardous duty pay today at Johnson Arena.
She did a quick interview while she was laying on the radio table here.
Jason, what do you anticipate in today's men's game?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But, you know, to win a game, potentially double digits for MSU, committing 22 turnovers, being out offensive rebounded, I mean, the offensive rebound stat, that is uncharacteristic for this team. That's where they live, in the paint.
Well, and the turnover figure, it reminds me a bit of the SEMO game, the conference opener for Morehead State, where the Eagles had 28 turnovers and still came away victorious in that one.
Right. They're finding ways to win. Now, today, the finding ways to win is 45% from three-point range and 55% from the field.
Skyler
you shoot
Barnes,
those percentages, it covers up a lot of things.
Skyler Barnes has been the way to win pretty much out of nowhere with 6 of 8 three-pointers and 25 points.
They're going to start running ISOs, really put the other four people at midcourt and say, here you go, Skyler.
Take it away. Skyler came in averaging 3.3 points a game and has 25 on the afternoon. Inbounds taken away by Tennessee State, but Katie Novick dives in to take it right back. Ball being bandied around. Charles comes up with it, tried to scoop it up and through, misses, but she's fouled. See who this goes against. I think it's Cannon, but I'm not positive.
This may be the longest 29 seconds in an 11-point game that have existed.
Yep.
But kudos for State. Like, Tennessee State is not going to quit. They are going to play to the buzzer. You can tell.
Looks like Anderson will pick up that foul as Charles goes to the free throw line, trying to add to 19 points. Make it 20. Man, not often Veronica Charles scores 20 points, and we hardly talk about her. That's how impressive Skyler Barnes has been today.
That is very true. Yeah, 15 we expect. 20, that is surprising that we have not said more about B. Charles tonight.
Second free throw rattles in and out. Rebound to Parker. 18 seconds to go. Parker streaks into the front court. All the way to the hoop. Lays it up and in, and she's fouled by Novick. And I believe that's going to be all for Katie Novick today.
Boy, where has that been for Tennessee State all night? That was an impressive drive.
Novick, a workmanlike 14 points to go along with 4 rebounds and 6 assists. She's had only 3 games this year with fewer than 4 assists and continues to show the ability to share the basketball. Parker's first free throw, or only free throw, trying the end one is no good. Haley Rhodes will get the rebound and she's fouled.
Again, they will play it to the buzzer.
Yeah, they will.
Good for them.
10-point ball game. Eagles up 85-75, and Haley Rhodes will try to add to her 10-point total on the day. Spins the ball, puts it up, rattles in and out.
Yeah, something that's interesting today, Tom, is when you look at the rotation that Coach Petrie has used, this is really just a six-deep rotation tonight, today.
Second one will circle the rim and fall.
I mean, you got three players with under 5 minutes, and everybody else, the six players have played the whole game.
Sanaya Parker, step back three on the left point, will go. 86-78. Haley Rhodes is tied up in a double team on the inbound, and Tennessee State will get it back with the alternating arrow. It's not quite over. Eagles lead by eight. It's still 4.9 seconds to go.
It's okay. If everybody's listening at home, calm down. It's okay. 4 seconds, 8 points. I feel good.
Parker for three. Rattles in and out. No. Webb's put back is short, and you're right.
Reggie Miller did not come to play for Tennessee State today. For those of you that remember the 9 points in 6 seconds or whatever that was.
But Skylar Barnes did come to play for Morehead State today.
Oh, the professional radio man. Good job.
And so the Eagle women sweat it out a bit, but a hard-fought and impressive 86-78 win over Tennessee State in the women's half of today's doubleheader. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Back at Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University, where the Eagle women have just knocked off Tennessee State, 86-78. Impressive fashion, led by Skylar Barnes, who came out of nowhere today to lead MSU with 25 points, 6 of 8 from three-point range. Veronica Charles chipped in with 20 markers of her own. And Wes Holland, an impressive victory for Morehead State to get back above 500 in OVC play.
Boy, it really was. And the offense is what was amazing today to me as we watched this. Between, of course, Skylar Barnes, V. Charles, they kept a very concentrated rotation. Because it's very rare that you will go minus 14 on extra possessions between your offense, rebounds, turnovers, and the other team goes plus two, and you win by that many points.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a remarkable stat, especially against a team like Tennessee State that prides themselves on those turnovers. I mean, their defense was exceptional. Their offense played incredibly well. the mental side of the game, they had some errors. That's okay. They overcame that by playing great defense and hitting their shots. My goodness.
And again, Eagles turn it over 24 times against a very high-pressure defense. But yet again, like with Simo, the Eagles win a game despite not playing at their absolute best. They had a few short calls here and there, but despite that, still find a way to win.
It is good to see that. It's also good to see that even not at their best, it was better than the last time
Absolutely.
We saw them, right?
Yep.
And so you're seeing this progression, this growth by this coaching staff and this team to turn into hopefully hitting their stride at the right time, which would be the OVC tournament, because ultimately that's where we'd love to see the Eagles win some games, is in the OVC tournament.
Exactly. We'll step out, take a break, come back and look at the final numbers after this. Again, final score, Morehead State 86, Tennessee State 78. Back with more in just a moment on the Eagles Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
86-78, Morehead State knocks off Tennessee State in OVC women's college basketball action here at Johnson Arena. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers. Brought to you by Whitaker Bank. TSU 26 of 73 on the day, 35.6%, 9 of 28 from three-point range, 32%. They shot 28 three-pointers. They averaged attempting 12 a game coming into this game. So Morehead State really forced them out of their usual offensive set. And the Tigers, 17 of 23 from the stripe, 74%. The Eagles, a robust 26 of 47 from the field, 55.3%. 9 of 20, 45% from three-point range. 6 of those 9 makes by Skylar Barnes. And 25 of 31 from the stripe, 80.6%. The Eagles were 15 of 20 on layup tries today. Huge improvement over the loss against Tennessee State just 2 days ago. Rebounding, Morehead State solidly in front, 40-28, despite getting out-rebounded on the offensive glass, 17-10. And turnovers, the Eagles with 24, TSU with 15. The Eagles were led in scoring today by Skylar Barnes, 25 points on 6 of 8 from 3 and 8 of 13 from the field. She also had an assist and 3 rebounds. Veronica Charles, also the 20-point mark, right at 20, 6 of 9 shooting to go with 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Also in double figures, Haley Rhodes with 11, and Katie Novick with 14 for Morehead State. 7 points for Secchiaroli, 6 for King, who had 11 rebounds to top all rebounders today, and 3 for Soderlund. for Tennessee State. The only two players in double figures, Sanaa St. Andre with 23 and Sanaya Parker, who finished strong with 15. Again, the final score, Morehead State 86, Tennessee State 78. Back to wrap things up with our men's or our women's action and get set for men's play here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
86-78, Morehead State's women knock off Tennessee State's women in the OVC doubleheader first half today. The men of TSU and Morehead State on the floor warming up right now. Jason Blanton and Drew Barnett will have the action for you here shortly. With the win today, Morehead State improves to 7-7 overall, 2-1 in conference action. TSU falls to 4-10 and 1-3 in OVC play. Thanks to my good buddy Wes Holland, our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, and to Jason Blant for being there with some napkins to clean up the Pepsi spill that nearly took me out. And thanks to you for listening to us. Stick around. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have the men's game. Again, 86-78, Morehead State's women knock off Tennessee State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.